What's up, guys? It's a great day. This is Fuquan Bilal, and we are back with another great episode of the PFREI podcast series. We interview experts in the real estate business in order to provide you with some of the best investment strategies and techniques used by leading fund managers, financiers, house flippers, and more. We appreciate every single one of you for taking the time to press play on the podcast and hope you enjoy this new episode. All right, guys, we're back again with another great episode of PFREI. I'm your host, Fuquan Bilal. Today, we have a guest from Quest Trust Company, IRA specialist, Helly Gant. She's going to share with us today some information about setting up an IRA account. So just really tell us what your role and responsibility there is at Quest, and then we'll jump into it. And you can actually, after that, start off with a little bit of basic information about IRA accounts.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, Fuquan. Thank you so much for having me today. Always excited to come join you on these types of events. So for those of you guys who don't know me, my name is Helly Gant. I'm an IRA specialist at Quest Trust Company, and we are a self-directed IRA custodian based out of Houston, Texas. So basically what I do is I teach investors how to utilize those old 401ks or IRAs, or maybe even starting a brand new IRA, and really, truly diversify that account. So at Quest, we don't hold any sort of stocks or mutual funds or any really publicly traded investments. At Quest, we specialize in teaching our clients how to invest into real estate, notes, and other sorts of privately held assets with their IRA. A little bit of background of how I ended up getting into this is, you know, I actually grew up around real estate my entire life. My parents are investors. I'm an only child, so I had no choice but to grow up surrounded by everything real estate. And when I was in kindergarten, my parents quit their corporate jobs. They went to Vegas for the weekend. And on Monday, they started investing into real estate. And today, you know, 20 years later, they've flipped like 1,700 properties. They're hard money lenders. And they actually taught me when I was in high school about what a self-directed IRA was. I remember I was in the car with my mom. We were going out to look at a house, and she was telling me why they were buying this house in their IRA and not in their business, because they got tax advantages. They were never going to have to pay taxes on the growth from this investment. Wow. And to be honest, I was in high school. I didn't not care. I was like, oh, cool. Doesn't seem like that big of a deal. And sure enough, right after college, I ended up getting a job at Quest and ended up just diving into all of these IRA concepts, the types of accounts, all of these cool ways that you can grow a retirement account. And, you know, kind of here I am 4 years later, I ended up overseeing the expansion of our Dallas office. And now I work back in Houston to, you know, really, you know, take hold of our business development and really help to educate as many people as possible about all of these different options that you have. So it's really cool to kind of, you know, not only teach people about this is a self-directed IRA, these are all of these cool investments that you can do in it, but really whenever you teach people about this, you see a light bulb go off in their heads at the moment that it starts to make sense and they realize that this is a really big wealth building opportunity. So, you know, I love what I do. It's really awesome. And, you know, I'm so happy to be here today to help teach people a little bit more about it if you don't know about it already.
Yeah. So, I mean, IRAs is the discussion of that with some investors who don't understand the benefits of it. It's kind of tough because they, you know, if you're not rolling over your IRA from, you know, a corporate job, you can't really start off with a big amount. And they think that it's not easy to invest and flip a property for 50, 60 or 100,000 when there's a maximum contribution you can only, you know, put in the account when you first, you know, open it up. So let's talk about that a little bit for those out there who are like, oh, I don't want to waste my time and open an IRA. I can't really make any moves or do anything because I can only put a certain max contribution. So mm-hmm. What do you have to say on that?
Yes. This is one of my favorite arguments because I hear it all the time. You know, a lot of people, you know, when it comes to saving for retirement, a lot of people, first of all, are not where they should be when you're on par. You know, there's statistics out there by 40 years old, you should have this much saved for retirement. By 50, you should have this much. And most Americans are nowhere near where they should be. And it's really daunting thinking, well, how do I start if I can only put in $6,000 a year? My piece of advice for this would be, you want to understand there's kind of two different ways that you need to understand this. And when you combine these together, it can really help you be successful with your IRA investments. First of all, get that idea out of your head that you don't have enough to invest, because there are so many different creative ways to structure your deals that you can really start out with small amounts and just get that money growing. Do a deal, let it grow a little bit. Do another deal, let it grow a little bit more. It's actually exactly what I've done with my Roth IRA. You know, I've been able to partner it in on a few different deals, and it went from like $11,000 to $27,000 in about 2.5 years. Wow. Just from owning very small percentages of investments. So the first thing that you need to do is understand the types of retirement accounts that you can make contributions to. If you don't have any IRAs, or if maybe you're still employed where you have your 401k, so you're not eligible to roll it over just yet, 100% everyone out there should have a Roth IRA. Now, you can contribute a whole $6,000 a year or $7,000 if you're over the age of 50, so not a huge amount, but understand the types of accounts that you can make contributions to and how you can use that to invest into real estate or notes or other privately held assets. Once you understand these types of accounts, go out there and utilize your network. I always talk with my hands, but go out there and utilize your network, because once you understand how you can self-direct these types of accounts, go out there, figure out how you can creatively structure deals, leverage the other people that you know, and start to do deals. Just start to partner it in. You know, maybe do some notes, maybe do some wraps. I know we kind of talked about this a little bit, you know, before we started recording a little bit, but there's so many different ways that you can creatively structure these deals. And again, just plug and chug, do a deal, do another deal. And before you know it, 5, 10, yeah, 15 years has gone by and you've really been able to build a lot of wealth. But you would have never been able to do that if you stuck with that thought of, I don't have enough to invest.
Absolutely.
So many ways.
You mentioned something that was important, creative. So I do notes and I have a lot of different strategies I see people doing in this space where they create wraps, where they would take their IRA and someone who's not disqualified, another company, want to invest, they'll be on the front end. They'll create a note for a second mortgage for someone who's doing construction and maybe needs some gap money. And they'll be the front on the note and they'll wrap it and they'll get the bigger piece of the pie, so to speak. And that's the way to turbocharge the IRA. Now, you mentioned maximum contributions of $6,000 per year. What if someone opened up an IRA and didn't make contributions until year three? Can they put $18,000 in one chunk, or after that is a cutoff time and that's it, right? I just want to make sure the listeners know that, you know, because I had some people say, hey, what if I have $6,000 this year, but I don't get enough next year and the year after, then I have a big closing. Can I just inject that money in? I'm like, no, it has a cutoff date. One time you can get those contributions in there. So let's talk about that, the cutoff date for contributions, and then jump into something else.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I'm not sure when this is going to air, but, you know, right now it's what, September? So what month is it? But if you are self-employed, you can actually still make 2019 contributions up through tax filing deadline plus extensions. So you still have a little bit of time to get those 2019 contributions in, pending whatever date this airs. But normally those contributions have to be in by tax filing deadline. So, you know, if you're making a 2020 contribution, you have until April 15th of 2021 to get that money in there. But once that date passes, you cannot backdate those contributions any longer. You know, my piece of advice would be, get those contributions in. Even if you don't know how you're going to invest it yet, go to somewhere like Fidelity, like, you know, TD Ameritrade, somewhere where your money can at least be earning some sort of interest rate, because at least that money is in a retirement account and you can always transfer it back and forth at any time. Say if you decide to start investing in a real estate or you're ready to get that money really working, you know, you really want to make sure you get that money in there in that time frame that you have. But one thing I will kind of, you know, make a distinction on here, which is a really common misconception, is that the only thing that is limited are your contributions. Contributions are what you take from your own personal funds and put into the IRA. Profit from investments, there is no cap on that. So if I put in my $6,000 a year and I do an investment and it grows, it hits $10,000, it hits $20,000, there's no cap on that. And on top of that, since it's in a Roth IRA, it's now growing completely tax-free for not only the rest of my life, but my heirs inherit that account completely tax-free as well. So, you know, don't get the blinders on, you know, kind of open up your frame of mind of thinking. Again, really leverage your network and the ways that you can creatively structure deals. There's so many ways to grow that money in an IRA that, you know, really in the long run might not take that much of your time compared to the payoff that you're ultimately going to get over the course of that investment.
Got it. Why would some people not just out the gate open up an IRA account? Like, I mean, is it more to open up an IRA account versus a traditional account? You know, are they afraid that they're going to pay more taxes up front right away and they feel like they're going to lose money if they open up a Roth versus a traditional? What are you seeing on your end on those two? And I see you light up every time you mention a Roth IRA. You just like light up extra, like Roth IRA, the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's just talk about that, the traditional versus the Roth and the misconception people have why they don't open up a Roth from the gate like they should and pay the taxes on the seed instead of the crop. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, one of the really common misconceptions is that not everyone can have a Roth IRA. And that actually used to be the case. You know, Roth IRAs, there are a few restrictions on those where if you are a high income earner, if your income is, you know, filing jointly over $206,000 a year, you can't make a direct contribution to a Roth IRA. But, and you are totally correct, where I definitely light up. I love talking about the Roth IRA. But the reality of it is most Americans have their retirement funds in some sort of tax deferred account. So most Americans build up their retirement typically through their employer. You have a 401k, you're making contributions, your employer is matching those contributions, and those accounts typically are growing tax deferred, meaning whenever you make your contributions, and definitely when your employer makes those contributions into your account, there's tax deductions involved there. So the account grows tax deferred. The idea behind that being when you're in your working years, you can get tax deductions. Then when you retire, that's when you pay taxes on your distributions as you take them out. You do have to pay taxes on those, but ideally, once we're in retirement, we're in a lower tax bracket. For real estate investors, that's not always the case, right?
Yeah. Boo!
I know, right? Hate to bring up tax brackets, you know? But the Roth IRA is really awesome because it's the complete opposite. When you make contributions, there's no tax deduction involved. So everything else that grows from there grows completely tax-free. Now, there's something really awesome that you can do called a Roth conversion. It's something that I love to teach about. You can actually take money that's growing tax deferred in a traditional IRA and convert that to a Roth IRA. Now, when you do that, you are going to pay taxes on whatever amount you move into the Roth. It's basically taxable as ordinary income in whatever year you do that conversion. But once you pay the taxes on that acorn, as we call it, the money tree, everything else that grows from there for the rest of your life grows completely tax-free. So I always tell people, you know, if you see yourself substantially growing this retirement account or this IRA by the time you hit retirement, I would highly recommend at least do some of your investments in a Roth IRA. You know, I'm not telling you you should convert your entire account. That might be a little bit of a big tax bill if you've, you know, got decent money in your IRA. But maybe just convert pieces at a time each year. Maybe base that off of what upcoming investment that you have. You know, don't convert the entire account, but if you have a really good investment coming up that you think is going to pay off really nicely, consider doing that Roth conversion before you do that investment. Now, all of that profit from that deal is going back into the Roth IRA, completely tax-free. You can immediately turn back around and reinvest it. And again, it's about that compounding growth. It's not about what you make this year. It's about how can I grow it now and continue to grow it over the next 5, 10, 20 years. Because again, this is your retirement account. You know, this isn't your money to live off of today, but this is your money for retirement. And you know, as Americans and as we earn money and as tax brackets go up, you know, just depending on things in the world, you know, you are going to want to find ways to shelter your investments from taxes. And a Roth IRA or just an IRA or maybe a health savings account is a really great way to do that. You know, it just, again, kind of comes down to you being creative and finding those investments for your IRA. But once you do, there's so many advantages there.
Yeah, you mentioned health savings account. I know I was telling you that I have one and I, you know, have some notes that I purchased Mm-hmm. And I get income from notes in it to kind of pay for my medical bills because, you know, it's, I don't have the big corporate insurance. I pay my own insurance as self-employed. So, you know, it's to be creative, like you mentioned, and use the different strategies, whether in the HSA or, you know, if it's a Coverdell account for education is good as well. So, yeah, this is actually great. So let's just get like two reasons that someone should have an IRA account, your top two reasons, and then we'll give you contact information. And oh, before that, actually, how much does it cost to open up an account?
Yes. So we do have a small account opening fee. It's $100 to open up the account. You know, our fee started about $25 a quarter, but you know, if you have questions about that, give us a call. They're mostly transactionally based. You know, ideally, if you are doing your investments properly, the fees at the end of the day are marginal. They're a cost of doing business. You can pay the fees from outside of your IRA, so they're not deducting from that tax-free money that you're trying to grow. But you know, really honestly, setting up a consultation with an IRA specialist is the first and best step to get started because we are trained. We have a very high level of training for all of our IRA specialists that, you know, we're trained to go through certain questions with you, educate you about the rules and the logistics, the portability, and we're kind of here to hold your hand through the whole process. You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they say, I know enough to be dangerous, and they're kind of scared because they looked it up online and they see all these crazy things that you can't do. But, you know, really, it all comes down to you just understanding these types of investments, the types of accounts, and knowing a reliable resource like your IRA specialist that you can call whenever you have questions, and we'll kind of help to walk you through it from there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate that. Give me the two reasons why someone should have an IRA account. What's the first two things that come to mind?
Yes. So the first thing that comes to my mind, and this isn't really why you should have an IRA account, but it is something that I already kind of mentioned. Everyone out there should have a Roth IRA. Never underestimate the power of compounding interest. Get it started today. Get it started for your kids if they have earned income, and start that Roth IRA because that account is going to grow completely tax-free. You know, it used to be that not everyone could have a Roth IRA. We don't know if these restrictions might come back into effect in future years. You know, you really just don't know, but we know what the rules are now. And a really awesome thing about the Roth IRA, especially for young people, maybe someone who's just getting started, is your contributions to the Roth IRA, since they are after tax dollars, you can take out your contributions at any time without any taxes or any penalties. It's a great savings tool because it allows you to self-direct this account, grow it completely tax-free, but you can access those contributions if you need to. My second piece of advice would be to don't just think about yourself. Don't just think about your one IRA. I have this much in my one 401k. What can I do with this? No, there are 7 different types of accounts that can be self-directed. Look at the whole picture between you, your immediate family, maybe your brothers, maybe your sisters. There are several different types of accounts that can be self-directed. They all kind of fit different needs. Going back to that health savings account, the health savings account and the Coverdell education savings account are fantastic because they can be self-directed and grow tax-free, just like, you know, most of the other IRAs, but you can access that money today completely tax-free to pay for your qualified health expenses and your qualified educational expenses. So if you understand how you and your immediate family can all maybe open up your own IRAs, start just putting, you know, a little bit of seed money in there, a little bit of contributions, then learn how you can invest that money, learn how you can partner them together, and now you're growing multiple IRAs completely tax-deferred or tax-free. Instead of having your one 401k, now you have a Roth IRA, your spouse has a Roth IRA, your brother, your son. You can kind of see how this starts to feed out into the rest of your family. And it really just builds more wealth, which is the goal here, right? I mean, we want to be financially free. We want to have wealth. We want to avoid taxes. And we want to have multiple streams of income. IRAs are a huge part of that. And it really just involves you, you know, taking the jump and getting started and not thinking, well, I'll do this once I have this amount of money. I'll do this once I do this.
Do it now. Do it now. Do it now.
Yeah, because you're going to miss out on some valuable growth in there for sure.
Another great thing I really love about you guys is the education that you bring on your platform with different speakers that are in different industries where people say, well, open a buyer account. What's next? Well, there's a platform where you can see different types of investments and things that you can actually invest into. Like you said, come to a mixer or meet with different people on a Zoom call and make that connection to partner with and do certain things to kind of level up your IRA account. So I like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, give them the contact information for Quest and how they can reach you to get an account set up.
Yeah. Definitely. So the best way to reach us is to send an email to IRA specialists, has an S on the end, IRA specialists at questtrust.com. That goes out to our entire team. We are all so eager to help you guys out. More than likely, you will get a call within the hour, but we also have a really nice chat feature through our website. You can find all of our classes, educational articles, you know, things like that, all on our website at questtrust.com. And you can also chat live with an IRA specialist directly through our website. And I also want to use this chance to plug a new awesome little happy hour that I'm hosting. Awesome. These are brand new. And, you know, obviously, if you guys can't tell, I'm a social butterfly. I love networking. I miss seeing everyone. And I miss giving our clients a place where they can all come into a room together and network with each other. So, you know, in the spirit of doing all of the events online these days, we're now hosting virtual happy hours on the first and third Wednesday of every month. It's a Zoom meeting. Everyone comes and has a glass of wine or whatever, and everyone gets a chance to introduce themselves to each other. We've had people joining from all over the country. It's a great way to network with other IRA investors. And I'm so happy to be able to provide that platform for people to not only educate you about all of these different investment topics and how you can do it with IRAs, but also continue to meet other investors, even when we maybe can't go to as many RIAs or in-person masterminds as we maybe used to before this year.
That's awesome. That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. All right.
They're so much fun.
Helly Gant, Quest Trust Company. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you coming on board. It's another great episode of PFREI. I'm your host, Fuquan Bilal. Please be sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and all the other social media handles. Oh, this is a great interview. Thank you, Helly. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Passion for Real Estate Investments podcast. Looking forward to providing you guys with more testimonials from successful real estate investors. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at @passion4REI. Thanks so much, guys. And until next time, it's a great day.